Brian Kurzel is the Regional Executive Director of National Wildlife Federation's Rocky Mountain Regional Center. I spoke with him to learn about how the LWCF works and the current effort to ensure that it'll have complete funding.
The way that the LWCF works is that there are severance tax dollars that are taken from offshore oil drilling that are reallocated to work towards protecting and creating these access areas for outdoor recreation in every state. And so in almost every county in the country, there are dollars that are utilized through federal agencies that work on protecting habitats or protecting open spaces, creating parks and trails that people can access. There's money that goes to state governments so that they can, for example, here in Colorado, create state parks and enhance our state parks. And then there's money that goes to local governments as well as private landowners as match to try to do good forest recovery work around the country as well. And so this money is federally allocated through severance tax from oil and gas revenue, and it was intended to total about $900 million per year for those purposes. But in fact, it hasn't been funded at that level at all in its 50-year history.
So Congress voted this year to reauthorize the LWCF, but the bill did not include mandatory funding. Is this something that they have to reauthorize every year?
Back in, I believe it was March of this year, something called the Dingell Act was passed in a bipartisan manner in Congress, which is one of the largest public lands packages passed in many years that actually included a permanent reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. So that means that this fund, created in 1965, is permanently authorized. Now, what that didn't include was an actual funding allocation. And so what we're hoping for and what we're really driving towards in this next session of Congress is to have permanent funding also attached to the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that dollars can come into local communities, can come to every state in the nation to make sure that these places where we play, these places that drive our economy and that help us be a healthier society can be permanently protected and funded.
If I understand what you're saying correctly, the fund itself is a permanent fixture at this point, but the actual allocation of the money is something that does have to be decided on every year.
That is correct, yes. However, there is a bill that is going to be very likely introduced this session called the LWCF Permanent Full Funding Bill, which we hope that Senator Gardner and Senator Bennett are now going to really demand leadership from the Senate to pass this full funding and permanent full funding bill so that what is right now something that has to be appropriated every year can be something that is permanently funded going forward.
So just in theory, let's say they did pass the permanent funding. What's to stop them, or is there anything to stop them from later saying, oh, it's not permanent anymore, and we're just going to make it something we have to allocate again?
If they pass this bill of permanent full funding, then they would have to pass another bill that would turn that over in terms of not allowing permanent full funding for LWCF. So it is a potential in the future, but it would have to also be done through legislation.
What does a shortage of this fund mean for the National Wildlife Federation or any of these other agencies, local governments that use this fund? What does a shortage mean, and how does that play out?
The Land and Water Conservation Fund is one of the least known best conservation funds that we've had in our state and our country. And so, for example, here in Colorado, there's been a total of $278 million that has been put towards protecting areas and making sure that our land managers have the resources they need to protect these places that are in our backyards. And so without the Land and Water Conservation Fund being fully funded, our federal agencies can't do as good a job making sure that our open spaces and natural areas are protected. Our state agencies, such as Colorado Parks and Wildlife, has less ability to manage trails, to manage for wildlife, and manage to try to protect those places that we value. And there's also something called the Forest Legacy Program, which is a grant program funded by LWCF that helps protect working forests, where we can address the issues with fire that we all think about every day, especially in the summertime, where we can make sure that there is adequate funding to try to do proactive projects for creating healthy forests around our communities. And so all of these are funded by the Land and Water Conservation Fund. There's a long list of places where many of us recreate. And in order to have those places protected, the LWCF has been the primary way to do that.
For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.